In this bulletin, the Saudi woman at the centre of an international incident is granted asylum in Canada. Actor Craig McLaughlin charged by Victoria Police. And the Socceroos back on track at the Asian Cup. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. The 18-year-old Saudi woman who fled alleged abuse from her family has been granted asylum in Canada. It had been thought Rahaf Mohammed Al-Kanoun may come to Australia, where the government was weighing up offering her asylum. But she has caught a plane from Bangkok, where she has been holed up and under the care of the United Nations for around a week, to Seoul. She's then caught a connecting flight to Toronto, Canada's largest city. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his country offering Ms. Al-Kanoun asylum is consistent with both its own values and a request of the United Nations.
Canada has been unequivocal that we will always stand up for human rights and women's rights around the world. This is part of a long tradition of Canada engaging constructively and positively in the world and working with our partners, allies, and with the United Nations. And when the United Nations made a request of us that we grant Ms. Al-Kanoun asylum, we accepted.
Victoria Police have charged actor Craig McLaughlin. Police confirmed sex crime detectives charged a 53-year-old New South Wales man with one count of common law assault, eight counts of indecent assault, and one count of attempted indecent assault. A spokesman for Mr. McLaughlin says he is innocent and will be vigorously defending the charges. The actor will front a Melbourne court next month. South Australia is in the midst of a heatwave, with temperatures expected to reach the mid-40s in some parts of the state. The Bureau of Meteorology has forecast very hot conditions across South Australia until at least Wednesday, with maximums for Adelaide likely to peak in the low 40s. In some regional centres, the temperature is likely to push into the mid-40s before cooler conditions arrive on Thursday. State Duty Commander at the South Australian Country Fire Service, Brett Lachlan, is urging people to check the fire dangers and to prepare a fire plan should they need to evacuate. He says migrants and tourists who don't speak English will be able to find more information on the Country Fire Service website.
We have a range of materials in there that are suitable for called communities that are in different languages and also for people with certain disabilities and things like that. We certainly have a range of materials to support that because, you know, we want the entire community to be prepared. And we know that some of these called communities obviously don't have as much experience with fire as maybe some others. So, we've certainly got those materials available.
In football, Australia's Asian Cup campaign is back on track after a 3-0 win over Palestine. Jamie McLaren opened the scoring with an 18th-minute headed goal, his first ever for Australia, set up by a cross by Tom Rogic. Awa Marble made it 2-0 just 2 minutes later, before Apostolos Giannou finished off the game with a headed goal in the 90th minute. Striker Chris Economides set up the last two goals. He's told Fox Sports the side is just starting to get used to playing under coach Graham Arnold.
We're really finding our feet now. We're a young front line up there today, and I think it showed in our fluency up front and our diversity in interchanging each position. So I think we're just getting started. Exciting times ahead.
After defeat to Jordan in their opening game, Australia is still not assured of a place in the tournament's knockout stages, though. Their last group stage game is against Syria in the early hours of Wednesday morning. In cricket, two Indian players have been suspended ahead of today's first one-day international match against Australia in Sydney. Neither KL Rahul nor Hardik Pandya will be allowed to play. They are suspended pending an inquiry after inappropriate comments they made on an Indian television talk show that recently aired. It looks like they will at least miss the three one-day internationals against Australia, as well as the subsequent limited overs tour of New Zealand. Indian captain Virat Kohli says Rahul and Pandya understand they have done the wrong thing.
Any inappropriate comments that are made in that scenario are something that we definitely don't support, and the two concerned players have felt what has gone wrong, and they have understood the magnitude of what's happened.
Australia has announced its team for the match in Sydney. Wicketkeeper Alex Carey will open the batting with captain Aaron Finch, and two all-rounders will play in the form of Marcus Stoinis and Glenn Maxwell. And now look at today's weather. Perth sunny and a top of 32 degrees. Adelaide also sunny and a top of 33 degrees. Melbourne partly cloudy and 25 degrees. Hobart mostly sunny and 23 degrees. Canberra mostly sunny and a top of 35 degrees. Wollongong mostly sunny and 28 degrees. Sydney sunny and 31 degrees. Newcastle sunny and 33 degrees. Brisbane mostly sunny and 31 degrees. Cairns showers easing and 30 degrees. And Darwin partly cloudy and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Sunil Awasthi. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.